Chaf Beis. And the Machaber says, "In ein lomayim, if the person doesn't have any water, yikana yadav, yikanach yadav, he should just wipe his hands b'tzor or ba'afar with a rock, with earth, you know, dirt from the ground, b'chol midi d'menake, or anything that will clean his hands, meaning that'll wipe off any filth that's on his hands. V'yivarach al nekius yadayim. If a person washes his hands in the morning, and doesn't have water to wash his hands with, which is the ideal and the proper way to do it, and that's the mitzvah to use water l'chadachila, but without water, as long as his hands are clean, he can daven. And he makes the bracha al nekius yadayim, on the cleanliness of the hands, as opposed to al netilas yadayim. V'yol tefila, and that's sufficient also for tefila, even though l'chadachila, when it comes to Shemona Esrei and also with Pashas, Kriya Shema, a person needs to wash their hands with water l'chadachila, but yevid, he hasn't got any water, it's sufficient to have just cleaned your hands, wiped your hands clean for davening. Avlola ha'aviruach ra shalehen. But in all events, without doing the water on one's hands three times on each side, that will not remove the ruach ra, and cleaning it just cleans it, but doesn't remove the ruach ra. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in the Sifkat Nun Hei. He said, "Imein lo, if you haven't got any mayim, haven't got any water, im yesh lo mayim tzarech litol afilu letfilas mincha va'arves." The same goes, if you have water, you have to wash your hands also for mincha and marv. Afilu me'eino yodei lehen shum lichloch. Even if you don't know for certain that there's any filth on your hands, meaning, when it comes to tefillah, a person needs to wash his hands with water, lechachila, with water, if either A, he knows his hands are filthy, or even if he doesn't know that his hands are certainly clean. If he knew his hands were certainly clean, then he would not need to wash his hands. But if he's not sure of the status, then the mitzvah is you have to wash with water. Allah Allah, we do not make a bracha, although there are those who v'natila yevelo bracha. There's no bracha on this washing for mincha marv. Kilo tiknu bracha ki'im b'shachris. Because we paskin, there's no bracha to be made except by shachris. Despite the Rashi to say not like that, but that's why we paskin. Kadisas b'simen zayin sif alef, as we'll say shortly in simen zayin. If you have no water to wash your hands, yesh olim the dino, the those say the halacha is gehacha diyinaka b'chol midi d'minaki. Just wash your hands with, cleanse your hands with whatever you could. Pen mudbak behen eiza davar maus ozuma. Lest there's something filthy sticking to your hands, disgusting or filthy. Bind the command seven tzadi beis v'reish lamed gimel the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we'll see over there that the Mishnah Berurah says if you do wash. Do wipe your hands clean instead of wash your hands. Make sure that you get all the surfaces like the same way water would get, the front, the back, and between the fingers, not just a token, you know, wiping of the fingers. It has to be clean as if you would use water, that clean. In Sifkat and Nunbab, it says, Yinakach yadav, to wipe your hands, vefilo hayumulchlachim bevadai. Even if you know for certain there's filth in your hands, kagon sha'asa tzracha vikinach, for example, if you use the restroom and wipe yourself, gamkin mahani, even that it's sufficient to use anything that will wipe your hands clean, even rock, paper, cloth, whatever it is. Find the commandment of Tzadi Beis, Kamatzarech Lachzor Achar Mayim. Over there in Tzadi Beis, it discusses how far, since the mitzvah l'chachila, Chazal said you should use water, ideally for davening shachris, how far do you need to go out of your way to find water? And the lach is going to be over there that you have to walk even a mil, 18 minutes out of your way, if it's in, 18 minutes to go get water if it's on the way, and even 18 minutes out of your way, and even 72 minutes if it's on your way. But afar, he said in Nunzain, use even dirt, or she yishavshef betalas yavesh, or use any dry cloth, whatever it is. The point is, you have to wipe off the filth. Vada, you should know, the nikayon, as far as cleaning goes, kevan shu omed b'makamayim, since it's in the place of using water, tzarech liknos koligad, you have to wash your entire hand, bein gabo, bein tocho, both outside, the top, and tocha, the inside, like your palm, ad haperek, all the way l'chachila to the wrist. Ubidi eved, dai ad sof kishre etzbaosav. It's okay to use, to wipe your hands clean just until the knuckles, the end of your fingers. Avaloka mosh nahag in eza anashim, but not like those people, shemanakin rak roshe etzbaosayin, that just wipe the tips of the fingers, that's not going to cut it. You have to have a properly clean hands. And then Ches says, "V'nikios yadayim." That's the bracha. Yesh om the gam b'zem avarchan al tilos yadayim. There are those who say the bracha even when you wipe your hands clean is the same usual bracha in shachris al tilos yadayim. However, u'makom makom kol achronim lo zazim mepsak hashulchan aruch. Despite those shitas, the Achronim agree that one should stick to the Mechaber's psak of saying al nekius yadayim when it comes to wiping your hands with a towel or something else that cleans.